Welcome to The Voice on the King. This is Tamika Nicole, your beauty entertainer, and we are here today as I spotlight leaders making a global impact from community champions to entertainment artists, entrepreneurs, and business owners. I'm giving a voice to those shaping the future. Today, I'm excited to give a voice to a Metro Atlanta-based film director, producer, and actor hailing from Louisiana, baby. I tried to say it like they say it, but I really can't do it. The talented and charismatic Lucky Johnson of Lucky Johnson Studios. What's going on? Tell the listeners more about you and who you are.
What's up, Tamika? Thank you for having me, man. Yes, this is Lucky Johnson, hailing from Louisiana, and like she said, with that baby, that's that double A.
Okay. I'm so excited to have you on. I would love to hear more about Lucky Johnson Studios. I know my listeners want to hear more. I want to know more about what brought you into this industry. Let's just talk a little bit about your current passion, Lucky.
Okay, so for sure, I'm a writer, producer, director, and actor. Excited about bringing an opportunity to people in a space where it may be oversaturated and not enough entrepreneurship in the film and TV industry. So I found myself a year and a half ago moving to Atlanta, enjoying all the opportunities that it has to offer. And it, one thing led into another, which is what allowed me to bring more film projects and TV projects, even stage plays, things of that nature, so that actors can have an opportunity to perform, and also content creators can have an opportunity to tell their stories and have an ability to film at a high quality, high level audio video, so that their stories can be told to the masses, but in a very quality style, opposed to it looking grainy and analog. So, Yeah, that's what got me off into the Atlanta area and the metro area in that region, because I love New Orleans, but I kind of outgrew New Orleans. I couldn't turn no more blocks, David.
Oh, man. So you came here to turn a few blocks, huh?
Yes.
So what part of Metro Atlanta are you located in? Where are the studios at?
Yeah, so the studio is in Norcross, Georgia, right off of Jimmy Carter. God bless him. He just passed away, I think, 100 years old the other day.
What?
So, yeah, prayers and condolences go out to the Jimmy Carter family. But yes, I'm right off of Jimmy Carter Boulevard, exit 99. I'm in the Norcross area on 5500 Oak Brook Parkway. We have a state-of-the-art $1.8 million studio equipped with all the state-of-the-art equipment. You have a podcast room, a recording studio for ADR, a theater with seats 20 people where you can watch your film in 5.7 Adobe sound system. We also have a site room for photo shoots and green screen. We have a sound stages, living room, bedroom, kitchen. We also have a makeup studio, hair studio. The building is equipped to facilitate and house wardrobe and props and office space, so production can come in and run a full-fledged production for their film. It could be documentary, full-length short film. It could even be a music video. We have tons of people coming in, renting the space. I'm going to really outgrow it soon. So I don't know how long I'm going to stay, because I'm booked every day in all the different areas. So it's a blessing. It's really, truly a blessing, because people need that space to create.
Look, we're up here giving a voice to people, but you are giving a place and location to create and to make their dreams come true when it comes to all those things you speak about. So I'm sure our listeners are grateful for you. I know I am. I can't wait to come to the studios. I understand that you have something recently that you've been working on that you all are actually putting on a play this weekend.
But yes, Tamika, yes, we are launching a stage play January 4th at the Buford Theater. The name of the play is The Praying Grandma, written by Kent Mask. He's also the executive producer and the writer, along with my other good friend, executive producer, Greg Ward, who's also a music composer. And we'll speak more about this, but Ken saw his mother praying, and she was praying relentlessly on her knees for quite some time, and I took a picture of it, and they converted that picture into a painting. And we all know that we had in somebody praying for us, even when we weren't praying for ourselves, making intercession with God so that we could be protected and covered and watched over, even when we didn't know to pray for ourselves. So he wrote this piece. It's a phenomenal piece. I took and made it fit for theater so that way we can mount it and let the world see the importance. And we say the praying grandma, but it could be your granddaddy, it could be your mama, it could be your daddy, it could be your uncles. You know, a lot of people has prayed for us even when we didn't have time or knew
how. That's right, ma'am. Well, you know what, we can't give the listeners too much right now, Lucky. We gotta invite them back. We're going to invite our listeners back this Thursday, because I understand that you will have a couple of guests with you. Who you bringing on?
Yeah, so I'm inviting my executive producer, my good friend, Ken Mask, who wrote the play and executive produced the play, and also my friend Greg Ward. Both of them are doctors in their respective fields, but they're also creators and writers and composers and men of stature and phenomenal class. So I'm excited about working with them on this project. Me and Ken, we also did a movie called The Opera Game, which will be launched on my network. I have my own network for LJN. It launches in January, so I'm excited about that. And I'll tell you this. This is going to allow people to house their movies and their documentaries. You know how you film stuff you don't have nowhere for it to go?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have distribution for them.
Man, tell us the name of the network before I get out of here today.
LJN. So it's Lucky Johnson Network, LJN. You will be able to download the app on your iPhone, your Android, and on your smart TV. And you'll have all of the quality shows, new and old alike. It's going to be streaming, subscription-based, and AVOD. So SVOD and AVOD. So we're excited about that. But yes, Tamika, Thursday, I'm going to bring my friends on. They're going to introduce themselves and talk more about the play. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
Okay, listeners, you have heard it here first with Tamika Nicole, your beauty entertainer here on The Voice on the King. And you all stay tuned and keep it locked here on 105.5 FM, AM 1430, AM 1010, The King.
Yes, yes.